PJTrailshow.com. What's up, everyone? This is PJ of the PJ Trail Show. Before we get this episode started, I'd like to inform you of a change that we've made to the PJ Trail Show podcast. Initially, I started the PJ Trail Show as a way to work through my relationship issues, basically a hobby. Now I've come to a point in my life where I'm secure with myself. I know what kind of man I am, I know what kind of woman I want, and I know what kind of relationship I need to thrive as a person. But we want to shift the podcast away from being about me or about us. I want the podcast to be about you. I want the podcast to give your life some value. So any questions that you have, please ask us. We have set aside a portion of the show, which is called Ask PJ, just for your question, just to focus on your issues. Because, like I said, we want the show to be about you, to give your life some value. And if we can help one couple or one person to reach their relationship goals, then the time and effort that we put into this podcast is well worth it. So you can submit your questions in several ways. You can go to my Facebook page and submit your questions there. You can join my Facebook group, submit your questions there. You can even send an audio file over Skype if you like to have your questions aired on the show. Actually, that would be our preferred method. And I think you can even do that through Facebook as well, through Messenger. So if you want to have your voice heard on the PJ Trail Show, just submit us an audio file. If you go over to PJTrailShow.com, we should have a submission sheet there so that you can submit your question there as well. Okay? All right, so like I said, guys, I want the show to be about you and your concerns. We want to help in any way we can. I know love, sex, and relationships can be very hard, so we're here to try to help you out as much as possible. All right, guys? Okay, so let's kick the show off. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the PJ Trail Show, the show that's dedicated to real talk about love, sex, and relationships, and I'm your host, PJ. My partner in crime, Eagle Eye, is on vacation this week, so I'm holding it down this episode, y'all. And Eagle, I hope you're having a good time, my man, and tell us about it when you get back, all right? All right. We have a hot topic this week. Yeah. Interracial dating. On this episode, I'm joined by a newcomer to the PJ Trail Show, a young German lady who enjoys dating interracially. And today I'm going to ask Miss Jane about her interracial dating experience. Miss Jane, welcome to the PJ Trail Show.
Hey, how you doing, PJ? As you already said, I'm Jane. I'm German, living in the Kaiserslautern area, and born and raised in the big city of Berlin. Yeah, that's about me.
Okay, so you're from Berlin, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What side of Berlin are you from?
The eastern part of Berlin.
Eastern part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interracial dating is something that I've been wanting to talk about for a while, and this is the perfect opportunity. I have a actual woman on here that likes to date black men, and I want to, you know, ask you some questions and get your perspective on it. So, you cool with that? Let me ask you some questions.
Sure. All right. That sounds right up my alley.
Okay, so you date only black men exclusively.
Very true, since 2006. Indeed, I used to be married, but he used to be from the beautiful continent of Africa, so it didn't change it much. Other than that, yes, it'd be a brother in my life, and I'm actually very happy with my choice.
Okay, all right. So what is it about black guys that you like so much?
Well, it's a different dating. It's much stronger dating if you do date. If you get to date a black guy, then it's very strong, very passionate, and a black man will always be there for you. he's very strong about his woman, if you are his woman.
Okay, so is it the physical features, or you feel like it's more of the way he treats his woman instead of?
It's a little bit of both.
Okay.
Of course, the physical is, it's the whole idea of that, I don't know if I can say that, the whole idea of the chocolate skin, the feel of the heat and the passion in it. But yeah, also the way he treats you. You're his queen, and that's how is he going to treat you? If he does not treat you as his queen, he's not really with you.
Okay. So you say you were married to an African, right?
Yes.
Okay, so how does that compare to actually dating an African American?
From the continent itself, very strong, passionate about the religion, about the roots he came from, and my husband came straight from the desert. He knew sand.
What was he from?
Morocco.
Morocco, okay.
Mm-hmm. And he came from the Bedouins. I'm not sure if everybody knows that. It's like a certain tribe that lives in the desert. And they are happy to live there. And they are happy not to have fluent water and stuff like that. So, you know, that's your part that impacts your life so much that when you come to Europe, everything is brand new. But when it comes to the being married, you are being put on a pedestal. You are not being touched anymore. You are just the queen of the house. But that cannot always be fortune for a woman.
So you're telling me that once you guys were in a relationship or married, he didn't touch you?
Nope.
Really?
That was it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting. What about the African American?
Well, they're a little quicker at it.
Okay.
They have a mission. They're on a mission. The brother's on a mission. First off, it's the physical. He sees something he likes, he's going to go for it. He's that lion that is on the hunt. He's just sitting there and he's waiting for his prey to be in the right position to go get it.
What do your friends say to you? Like your friends or your coworkers that don't actually date a black man. Tell me some of the interaction you have with them.
Well, you know, once you make it official, per se, and they kind of catch up on the lifestyle you live with the man that you live with, they have all kinds of questions, mostly in my job. Both sides, both sex, males and females, ask me, so how is that? They are convinced that black men are much more packed under the belt line than others, you know, and they really want to know that as the first question.
Let me stop you right there. You're on the PJ Trail show, and you can say what you mean on the PJ Trail show. So rephrase that. Go ahead, speak your mind. We want to know.
Well, you know, they'll be coming up and they'll be like, hey, So what? Is he well hung? What's up? He got a big dick. And I'm like, really? Are you serious? I'm not even talking about details. You know, I quit talking details because something is good. You want to keep it to yourself. You know what I'm saying? You don't go details. Am I going to get hooked? Oh, hell no. But yeah, that's the first question you get. Then they're scared. It's kind of like, it's funny how they're scared. And they say, well, how is that skin and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that skin is just like mine. And it's actually so smooth because these men really take care of themselves. These men how to put on lotion. Unfortunately, we have a whole lot of white men running around still thinking they can get away without lotion. So therefore, you know, everything is PGD, everything is fine. To me, it is. Of course, you face also your family and close friends you grew up with, and they're like, oh man, this is different. You know, what, are your babies going to be black and and stuff like that? Yeah. You face all kinds of stuff once you choose. You really choose to be with within a different race than yourself.
Okay. Well, how did your family take it? The fact that you like.
Well, first off, my dad, which is my best friend, and I love him to death. He actually set me up, trying to put me on dates with some white dudes. So anytime I came home to Berlin. Like, hey, you know, the neighbor has a great son. And I'm like, oh, shit. You know, that was his way of telling me, you know, it's kind of different what you're doing. So you might as well try it. But at that point in the moment, I was already sure that this is not going to happen anymore. And I looked at the dude, at the white dude, and I'm like, you cannot even handle me. I got a big mouth. I got a lot of body. I'm 5'8", you know, tall, and I have some curves going on. How you gonna do this with being 5'2"? You know, that was strange. However, okay, I mean, right. You know, just one day my dad called me and he said, hey, so actually, I kind of got used to the thought, when are you bringing home some chocolate babies? And I'm like, oh, is there so? Really? This is when the acceptance actually came. My mom never had a problem. She always dated interracially. Maybe not as, like, this dark, but she always been on trying out herself on different continents and with... you know, she got married to a almost Spanish person, so all good. We all good now. Family accepted. Everything's fine now. The right man got to come through.
Okay. I just want to comment, or ask you a question on the comment you just made about you being a little taller and a little thicker. Do you believe that black men are more attractive to curvy women? That's how you feel about it? That's one of the reasons why you're attracted to a black man like that?
I think they're attracted to me. They like curves. I think so. They like curves. The very brand new generation goes for the MTV style, small model kind. But the brothers from the old school and PJ, I know what, you know what I'm talking about. They like those curves. They like those rounds and, you know, not fat. We talk about nice and curvy, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I don't know. Prior episode, PJ let the audience know what type of woman I like. I mean, I'm an ass man, so if you have that, then I'm on board. So.
See?
Yeah,
Not everybody has ass, you know. I come with everything.
Yeah.
I'm blessed. I come with everything.
Right.
So I'm happy to have ass and breasts and so on and my certain height. And
right.
And you know what I got? The most important thing is the brain. So it's all good.
Okay. All right. Okay. Another question. Do you think that black men use white women as like a trophy or a sign of success? Have you ever been confronted with that or even thought about that in those terms?
I have thought about it many times. If we do go back in history, there was one thing, I mean, a lot of things for black men was not available, but that really, really big one thing that they would probably have really had a problem was the white woman all the time, you know? Of course, it is somewhat a trophy thing. I'm pretty sure it is subconsciously. It's not straight that you're going to say, sit here, hey, I got me a white woman, this and that. You know, subconsciously from the older people I think that could be a reason why. And I think as well that brothers that have never been with a white woman, they are just as scared as the white woman of the brother.
Okay.
But they are thinking more sexually with it. You know, they're more like, you know, versus a woman, she thinks with all three parts of her body, you know, her brain, her heart, and what's below the belt.
Okay.
And a man strictly can think with his below the belt thing.
Okay.
Sometimes. So it doesn't really matter whether the pussy's red, black, whatever, Asian, if it fits his screen in that very moment, I think he's okay, right?
Right.
But that's any man, not only the brother. But
okay. I'll respond to that since I am a African American.
Right. Go ahead.
I'll respond to that. When I first initially, you know, started having sexual relation with women out of my race, it was fun. It was different. It was exciting. But once I got used to dating outside of my race, then it was normal to me. And I started looking for more character and the physical things that I look for in all women that I like. And at this point now, I don't care what color you are. You could be black, white, whatever. As long as we have the same goals and that type of thing. Now, yeah, I mean, for me, at this point right now, race doesn't mean anything. I don't care anymore.
Which is good. You have to come to that end point of view. Because of what you first feel is not what you end up with. Now, if you're a white woman and you are dating in that race, I mean, I came to the point to where I don't care if you, you know, if you dark skin, light skin, whatever. I mean, I prefer the brother itself, but education and character and those things are so much more important than maybe a huge dick and, you know. I'm serious.
I was like, you don't want a well-hung man.
Well, you know, if you have some brain and you can't challenge that one, you know, I think the other one is not that important. I mean, think about it. If you're really looking for something that holds a lifetime, does this really matter? I mean, to all the girls out there, seriously, does it really matter? And I want you to just listen to yourself and answer to yourself. Does it really matter if he has a dick down to his knee? I don't think so.
Okay.
So, you know, you got to go for other qualities such as education, such as a great character, the way he treats you, the way he talks to you, the way he makes you smile. Those things are so much more important. Imagine you are 80 years old. It doesn't matter. Now you got a shrink of something hanging down there that you can't use anyway, but he can make you smile. Hello?
Okay. All right. Let's flip the script a little bit. So you were married to an African. Did you ever run into any situations where other African women gave you a hard time or shunned you or anything of that nature?
Not in that matter, no. He was a straight Muslim. I converted I accustomed to his culture, his religion. I was accepted perfectly fine, even when I lived in the country for 6 months. So, no, nothing like that. I would say I got more when I started to date African Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that the woman had much more of a problem with it. I don't have a problem with it. I see a white man with a sister down here, and I'm like, hey, I'm happy. That's good for ya, you know? And they make the most beautiful babies, and everybody is happy. So they shouldn't be coming around saying, oh, they're taking our brothers, yada, yada, this and that, you know? It's no more about the color. It's really about who you love. Come on. But every now and then, if you do, if you're involved into the African American community over here, and you do come along as a white woman to a per se black fraternity function, every now and then you will be hated on. But it's something you just live with. You know, you just live with it, because at the end of the day, you know, what are they going to do? What these hating women are going to do? Well, because their man looking at us? Well, guess you got to step up your game, and then he will be looking at you, right?
I mean, you have more choices over here.
Right.
When you're in a different country, okay? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah, it is. I mean, I feel for, you know, but it's hard to compete when you're competing with a whole country of beautiful women, you know?
Oh, well, thank you. That is so sweet.
No, I'm just saying it's hard to compete with that. I mean, back in the United States, of course, you have more choices. And I'm not gonna lie, I love myself a beautiful black woman. It's no big. I love women. Period. I don't care what color you are. There are some beautiful women back in the United States that can compete with any woman in the world. So that's how I feel about it. There's some beautiful black women back in the States that are educated, successful, and all kind of stuff. But there's just a shortage of black men over there. In my case, I came over here and I liked the country and I stayed here. So there wasn't a lot of available black women for me to date. I mean, for example, there are some, but me, why would I settle for something just because she's black when there's someone that fits the bill a lot better than she does?
So you got over it. You got over the color thing itself, and you say she's just simply a good woman, and that's what I'm going to settle for.
Right.
Am I correct?
Yes.
Exactly.
Basically. But I mean, it would be different. Probably would be different back in the United States. Probably. Okay. Because, I of course, I was married to African-American woman back in the States. Unfortunately, we got a divorce because I was young and in the military, and you know. It's hard to
it is hard to
maintain a relationship when you're in the military. So I was young and stupid and didn't know how to didn't have the tools to make the relationship work. So
okay.
But she was a good woman. She was everything that I wanted, you know, smart, educated, but the military life just destroyed it. So,
which destroys a lot of marriages, right?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, now that I'm older and wiser, I don't care about the race at all. This is my point of view on it.
I think that you love and happiness.
Right.
That's all what it falls down to. That's all what we're looking for. What we want, and it shouldn't matter. What color he is or she is. It really shouldn't matter. Right. I just think that black men are wonderful. You know, they're just good looking and they know how to talk to me and handle me and not really handle me, but they're, you know, because you don't want to be handled as a woman, but how to get along.
Right. This is going to be my last question for you, and then we're going to wrap this up because I think the audience pretty much know where we stand with this now. Would you ever date a white guy ever again? First of all, have you dated
white guy?
So you have no comparisons at all, right?
Well, I do. I had a couple dates, you know.
That's not the same.
I entertained a relationship really not short, over 2 years, which is an okay time, with a white man. He was even younger than me, which is very strange for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I would compare more to a Rico Suave type of deal, even though he was German, but he had that
swag, huh?
Right. He had that swag about himself. So other than that, no, I probably would if he would be, I probably would. Why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I date one of my beautiful brothers from Germany?
That's what I'm trying to. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I would if they approach me and they'd be like, "Hey, what's up? You know, can we get together? Can we have movies or dinner?" You know, German guys are a whole lot more straight to the point. They'd be like, 6 o'clock, we go into the movies. 8 o'clock, we go in to have dinner." Some, you know, you gotta get along with it. It's not that easy.
Yeah, they
get very organized. In 2 years, we're gonna get married. You just don't know it yet. It's very organized.
Yeah,
you know?
German guys are pretty stiff sometimes. Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of German friends, and they are pretty stiff.
Right.
Yeah. Well, all right then. Well, we're gonna wrap this thing up. Is there any closing thoughts that you want to share with the audience?
Yeah. This is one thing. It really does not matter at the end of the day. If he is good to you and she is good to you, it doesn't matter what color a person is. Love has no color.
Okay, well said. All right, guys, this has been the PJ Trail Show. And once again, just remember, just go on over to pjtrailshow.com and check out what we got going on over there. You know, we have the store, we have the blog, we have the videos, and of course, we have the podcast over there. So just go on over and check out and see what we got going on. All right, so this has been the PJ Trail Show and my newbie on the show, Jane. And we out.
Thank you. Bye.